The breakfast potato takes on smoke. If you're a fan of breakfast potatoes, then you're going to love this take on the traditional flavors of this first meal favorite. Give it a smoky start. As with most breakfast potato recipes, this one has just a handful of ingredients to make it oh so memorable at the breakfast table. It starts with a key ingredient, smoked potato, which you can find the technique for on our previous posting. This is a recipe that can certainly accommodate your specific preferences, so alter it as you please. For my rendition, you'll need the following. Gather these ingredients. 2 cups smoked potato cut into pieces no larger than 1 inch. 2 cups of chopped sweet pepper. I'm using red, yellow, and orange for a pop of color. 1 jalapeno pepper, diced. 1 cup of rough cut onion. 1 tablespoon oil. I'm using coconut oil for its high heat level. 1 tablespoon of olive oil or flavored olive oil. I'm using a Tuscan flavor. 1 cup of ricotta cheese. 1 red tomato sliced into 1/4-inch thick slices. And an oven-safe skillet. 1 hot skillet makes it easy. Be sure you've readied all the ingredients as this recipe can be completed quite fast. Place your oven-safe skillet over medium-high heat and allow to heat. Add the tablespoon of high-heat oil and move the pan around to ensure the oil coats the entire bottom surface. Add the cup of chopped onion and allow to cook for 3 to 4 minutes. You'll know you're ready for the next step when the onion becomes translucent. Add the 2 cups of chopped sweet pepper and mix well. Allow the vegetable mixture to cook until tender, about 8 minutes. Adding heat and smoke. Once you see the vegetables take on a shine and tenderness, it's time to add the diced jalapeno pepper, mixing well. After just a couple of minutes, go ahead and add the 2 cups of smoked potato to the mixture. Mix well and allow to absorb some of the existing oil and moisture. The colors will begin to blend as well as the flavors, getting us close to the finished dish. Mellowing out the boldness. To add another level of flavor, a tablespoon of flavored olive oil, I'm using a Tuscan blend, is incorporated to the vegetable mixture. Once this is cooked for a few minutes, I add the cup of ricotta cheese in dollops to the skillet. Using my spatula, I break this down with the heat to provide a creamy consistency. The creaminess of the ricotta will help balance the boldness of the smoke and aid all the flavors to mellow. After 5 minutes of medium heat, this pan will be ready for a quick trip to the oven to finish everything off. The spectacular finish. After taking the skillet from the stovetop, I place it in a preheated 350-degree oven to finish. This will only take about 10 minutes. Remember, if using cast iron, this material will hold a lot of heat. So once the pan is removed from the oven, allow the dish to sit untouched for about 5 minutes. Then plate to your favorite platter. I like to add sliced fresh tomato and a sprinkle of fresh parsley to the top. This is a perfect dish for any type of eggs or served as an accompaniment to sausage. Of course, it can stand alone as well, so feel free to treat it as its own meal. Smoked potato from the charcoal grill with a medley of vegetables gets you to the perfect smoked breakfast potato.